Tonight's message is giving thanks. Giving thanks. This is the Thanksgiving month. We celebrate it on Thursday, November 28th this year. You know, a lot of people across America have their ideas of what Thanksgiving is all about. You know, some people think that Thanksgiving Day is a time of watching football. Other people think that Thanksgiving Day is a time of relaxing and hanging out with family and friends. You know, other people think that Thanksgiving Day is about turkey. And that's all good and well, but we know what Thanksgiving Day is all about. Thanksgiving is about an attitude of gratitude. Say it with me. Thanksgiving is about an attitude of gratitude. All right, I'm going to read you an article written by Kim Painter for the USA Today a number of years ago. I'm just going to read parts of it. It's called Your Health, Giving Thanks Can Make You Healthier and Happier. Thursday, in between the cheese ball appetizers and the pumpkin pie desserts, most of us will indulge in something proven to have powerful health benefits. No, it's not that extra serving of stuffing. It's the expression of gratitude. The simple act of thanking God, thanking others, or just counting your blessings. Saying thanks, it turns out, isn't just polite or pious. It's good for you. But there's a catch. You have to do it even when the calendar does not say Thanksgiving. It doesn't really work if you do it only once a year, says Sanja L., professor of psychology at the University of California, Riverside. Practicing gratitude is like exercising, says Robert Emmons, professor of psychology at the University of California, Davis. Use it and you won't lose it, even when times are tough, as they are for many folks right now. So I'm going to read a few of the findings that these professors got concerning an attitude of gratitude. Those who maintain a thankful attitude through life appear to have lower risks of several disorders, including depression, phobias, bulimia, and alcoholism. Let me read one more. Most people can lift their mood simply by writing a letter of thanks to someone. Hand deliver the letter, and the boost and happiness can last weeks or months. You know, maintaining an attitude of gratitude on a daily basis is very healthy for you. It can decrease stress in your life. So beginning this month, tonight, think about a human being who has had a positive impact in your life. Maybe it was a grandparent. Maybe it was a parent, maybe it was an aunt, maybe it was an uncle, a guardian that really positively impacted your life. Maybe they accepted you when everybody else was rejecting you. Maybe that person was a shoulder to cry on. Maybe that person spoke encouraging words into your life, saying that you're going to make something out of your life. Maybe that person counseled you. That person was always there for you. And this Thanksgiving season, I encourage you to communicate to that person your thanks. Write them a letter. Write them an email. Write them a card. Send them a text. Pick up the phone on Thanksgiving Day and call that person and say, you know what? I just want to thank you. I appreciate you for the positive impact that you've had on my life. If it weren't for you, I might not be here today. I encourage you this Thanksgiving season to reach out to somebody who helped you and thank them for their good impact in your life. Is that good tonight? Most importantly, this month, starting today, we've got to begin practicing thanks to God on a consistent daily basis. We have got to practice an attitude of gratitude every day toward God. We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving Day on November 28th, but really, we're supposed to practice a thanks living. Living with an attitude of thanks toward God on a daily, consistent basis. So for the next few moments, we're going to talk about giving thanks to God. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 100, verses 4 through 5. If you don't have a Bible, I'll read it to you. The psalmist writes, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. The gates and the courts point to Old Testament temple worship. The people worship God in the courts that surrounded the temple. Today, your court might be the space that you occupy at night, the place that you sleep at night. That might be your own personal court. I encourage you daily to enter your court and worship God consistently. And when you enter your personal court on a daily basis and worship God, remember to thank Him during those times of worship. Why? The psalmist tells us why we're to thank God on a consistent basis. In verse 5 of Psalm 100, "For the Lord is good." When you enter your own personal court at night, during the day, and you're worshiping God, remember to give Him thanks because He is good. Give Him thanks and gratitude for His goodness. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit and power, and how He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38. James writes, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights." Did you know? Think about this. Think about this. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is
good.
Say it with me. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
And all the time, God is good. Did you know that every good thing that has come into your life, be it really small or really big, has come from the hand of God? Never forget that. Let me say it again. Every good thing that has come into your life, be it really small or really big, has come from the hand of God. When those good things came into your life or are coming into your life, they didn't come into your life haphazardly. Those good things did not come into your life by chance or randomly. Those good things that have happened in your life have come ultimately from the hand of God. And on a daily basis, starting tonight, I encourage you to think about one thing a day that you can thank God for. One of the good things that He has sent into your life. Maybe at one time, you were short on money and didn't even have enough money to buy a bus ticket, and God miraculously provided. Maybe at one time you were short on groceries and somebody brought groceries to you. That came from the hand of God. You know the breath that you just breathed? That came from God. That next breath? That breath came from God. Every good thing comes from God. Maybe it was a big debt that you faced in your life that was erased miraculously. That did not happen by chance. That came from the hand of God. Amen?
Amen?
So starting tonight, starting this Thanksgiving month, I encourage you on a daily basis when you enter your own personal court to worship God, to thank Him for something good He did for you. God, I thank You for the gift of eternal life. God, I thank You. I thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, and the work He did on the cross so that by faith in Him, I'm going to heaven one day. God, I thank You for Your manifold blessings in my life. You've got to verbally express your thanks to God, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If your heart is full of gratitude towards God, your mouth is going to speak. And not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every single day of the year. And friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that if you thank God for a good thing He's done in your life on a daily basis, it will make you more optimistic about life.
Amen.
Depression will leave your life. You'll be less stressed in life. You'll see the miracle working power of God going into effect in your life in so many different ways. Is that good news here tonight?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to read something from the speaker's quote book. The speaker's quote book here. It's from Jessica Shaver. The speaker's quote book, and it says this. Just think about this for a sec. We're doing good on time here. Okay. I'm a Christian, but sometimes I forget to thank God for the things that haven't happened. I'm grateful for the accidents I was not involved in, the illnesses that never developed, and the times I could have been mugged but wasn't. I'm thankful my house didn't burn down when I left the iron on for 5 hours. I'm thankful that when we left the garage door open all night, nothing was taken. Sometimes I forget to thank God for electricity, but this Thanksgiving, I'll make a point of it. I'm also thankful for indoor plumbing and aesthetics. Ever since my daughter nearly shared her fingertip in the bathroom door, I'm thankful for every uneventful day. I'm thankful for my small son's paraphrase of Psalm 100, enter into his gates on Thanksgiving. I'm glad I have someone to thank. It's awesome, isn't it? It's the little things in life that we need to give God thanks for. That bread, this day that he is giving you, thank him for it. He'll give you tomorrow. He may give you tomorrow. We never know. But thank him for it. Every breath he gives you, thank him for it. Every meal that you're served, thank God for it. Amen?
Amen.
Express thanks to God with your mouth, and then you can express thanks to God also by your actions. You know, God has been good to you. And you thank him on a daily basis and you say, you know what, God, because you've been so good to me, I want to pass that goodness on to others through my lifestyle. And as you pass that goodness on and do good to others, that's another way of you thanking God through your actions. Amen?
Amen.
Then the psalmist writes, so we thank God for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His love endures. His mercy, is another translation, endures forever. You see, now God is a just God. He's a God who disciplines. He's a God that shows us when we go off course. You know, the writer to Hebrews says in Hebrews 12, verses 5 and 6, that God disciplines those he loves. So he's a just God. He's a God who disciplines us. But he's also a merciful God, a God who loves us. You know, in the life of Jonah the prophet, God spoke to Jonah. It's so clearly seen in Jonah the prophet. God spoke to Jonah and said, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh and preach to that nation to turn from their wicked ways. And Jonah disobeyed and he went the opposite direction. He went towards Tarshish. And there was a storm. And the sailors cast the lots. And the lot fell on Jonah. And God, it says in Jonah 1:17, the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. So they threw him overboard. And this fish swallowed Jonah. That's God's justice. God was trying to communicate to Jonah, Jonah, you disobeyed me. I told you to go to Nineveh, but you went to Tarshish. And because you did that, I'm providing this great fish to swallow you. That's the just side of God. But God is also a loving and merciful God. And if you read Jonah chapter 2, we're not going to read it. Jonah in the belly of that fish was uncomfortable. There was seaweed around him. And he repented. He had a heart change in the belly of the fish. And he says in Jonah 2, verse 9, but I with a song of thanksgiving will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. And it says in verse 10 of Jonah 2, and the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. That's the mercy of God. Jonah could have been destroyed in the belly of that fish. But because he repented, God had mercy and didn't give him the punishment he deserved. He caused that fish to spit him onto dry land. God was merciful, and Jonah was not totally destroyed because of God's mercy. That fish spit him out onto dry land. So we serve a God of justice, but we also serve a God who is merciful and doesn't give the punishment that we deserve. And the greatest thing that God has done for us through Jesus Christ, the Son, who died on a cross over 2,000 years ago for our sins, was that he has given us the gift of eternal life. We were all destined for a life separated, an eternity separated from God. Because of his great mercies, he sent Jesus, who died on the cross, and by our faith in Jesus, we're spared eternal destruction. That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the mercy of God. We serve a merciful God, and because he's a God of mercy, he's a God of love, he is the God of another chance. And it says in Jonah 3:1, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. God was giving Jonah another chance to do what he was telling him to do, to go to Nineveh and preach to that nation, to turn away from their wicked ways. So we serve the God of a chance and another chance and another chance. We serve a God that does not give up on us, and for that we ought to be giving him thanks on a consistent and daily basis. Turn back to Psalm chapter 100 here. Psalm 100. So we're to give thanks to him because he is good. We talked about that. His love endures forever. His mercy endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. That's the other reason to give God thanks on a consistent basis, is because he is truthful and faithful through all the generations. He was faithful in the life of Jonah. Amen? He had Jonah's back. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God has got your back. God is faithful and God will not give up on you. If you've been believing God for some miracle in your life, whatever that might be, only you and God know about it, God is faithful and true, and God is able to bring that about in your life. If God has promised you a miracle and you know that he's promised it to you, he will bring it about in your life, because we serve a consistent God. We serve a faithful God. We serve a God of truth who cannot lie. It is impossible for God to lie. Amen?
Amen.
Say it with me tonight.
I serve
an awesome God.
A faithful God.
A God who has got my back. I'm going to read you this illustration from the Preacher's Sourcebook of Creative Sermon Illustrations on the faithfulness of God, just to close it off here tonight. All right. Traveling Mercies. One day, according to a time-honored story, St. Francis of Assisi longed to see his brothers. They agreed to meet in a remote monastery in the Umbrian mountains of central Italy. After arriving and enjoying their reunion, each reported what he had experienced on the road. One Franciscan brother who had traveled on muleback said, "God protected me in a miraculous way. When I was crossing a narrow bridge over a deep mountain gorge, the mule jumped. I fell and narrowly escaped, falling over the wall of the bridge into the gorge. God, by his love, saved my life." A second brother said, "I had to cross a river and I slipped and fell. The waters carried me down the river, but God in his grace provided a tree which had fallen across the river. I could grasp a branch of that tree and pull myself ashore thanks to God's miraculous mercy." Then St. Francis said, "Let us thank God for his wonderful works. I did experience the greatest miracle of all on my way. I had the smoothest, most pleasant, completely uneventful trip." You know, God is in everything that we do, friends. In all the good things that are happening in your life, God is in it, both small and big. When everybody else maybe around you was getting ill and sick with a certain disease, but you stayed healthy, that was God in your life. When you got into that accident and you could have lost your life, but your life was saved and rescued, that was God who saved and rescued your life. Start giving God thanks. Start tonight, this Thanksgiving month, and into the future, the whole year, day after day after day, thanking God for his manifold, many blessings in your life. His bountiful blessings in your life. I remember when I was 22 years old, I was driving home from a church service from in Tulsa back to Broken Arrow. I was driving a little Nissan pickup truck at that time. And it was a 1996 Nissan pickup truck. It was very light. And it was a November night, and it was icy out that night in 1996. Driving back, and I hit a patch of ice coming home. And my truck started to spin, and it flipped on the passenger side. Thank God he saved my life that night. I had my seatbelt on. Thank God I had the godly wisdom to have my seatbelt on. But I was suspended in midair. Unsnapped that seatbelt, rolled down the window, got out of the truck without a scratch on my body. I could have been killed that night in November of 1996, but God saved my life.
Yes.
And every time you've been rescued and delivered out of a bad situation, physically or maybe in a relationship or whatever it might be, that was God delivering you out of that situation. That was the hand of God behind it. That deliverance was not haphazard. That deliverance was not random. It was not by chance. It was the hand of God behind it. Amen?
Amen.
You need to start thanking God, because every good thing that has happened in your life has come from His hand. And if you start thanking God, I'm going to tell you tonight, it's going to start building up your faith stronger and stronger in the Almighty God. It's going to give you a more optimistic, positive outlook on life. Oh, it's going to be just wonderful, but you got to start thanking God on a consistent basis. Amen? We can thank other human beings, but most importantly, we need to thank God. And if you remember nothing else from tonight, remember that very thing when you get back to your area tonight where you sleep and you're going to bed. Just say, God, I thank you that you gave me another day. God, I thank you that you just gave me this next breath. God, I thank you that you've given me this shelter, John 3:16. God, I thank you that you've given me eternal life by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Think of one day, thing a day, good thing a day that God has done for you that you can thank Him for. Amen? You know, the football games are fine. Family and friends is fine on Thanksgiving Day, as we talked about. The turkey is fine and the fixings. But the most important thing about Thanksgiving Day and beyond is giving thanks to God. An attitude of gratitude toward the Almighty God. Amen?